Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
And welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. As high school athletes launch onto the field, court, and into the weight room, we catch up with longtime broadcaster Chuck Anderson, this time for a conversation about one of South Dakota's great basketball players, Amy Burnett. Chuck joins us now from Huron. Welcome.
Hi, Lori. It's really good being with you today.
It's always nice to talk to you, Chuck. And let's talk about Amy Burnett. Give us an idea of who she is.
She is one wonderful role model. I was just looking at a picture of her on the website that you have up, and I still remember her as that young 18-year-old girl who went on to college, set the world on fire, went to Division I, and just about broke every record that they had there.
Wow.
Wonderful girl.
How did she get her start? How old when you first met her, you know, when did she become on your radar?
I met her in high school.
Yeah.
But actually, I was visiting with her about her younger years, and she played football with Wilson grade school boys, boys football team, and she is tough.
Yeah.
And she continued to play all sorts of boys' sports, but she eventually went into the girls' basketball and volleyball. And gosh, even on top of all of that, she won the state track meet in shot put and discus.
Wow.
And she only stood 5'11". When I would stand next to her, visiting with her or interviewing her like at a basketball game, I would look at her, and I'm 6 foot, and Amy was 5'11". And when we stood next to each other, I kept thinking, Lori, she just doesn't look that tough. But I'll tell you, when she got on the basketball court, I think that she had to register her elbows as legal weapons.
Oh. Well, let's take a listen to a little bit of this conversation. Here she is talking about the transition between high school and college ball.
Last time you were on the show, I wanted to get involved with the difference between college ball and high school ball, and there is a difference, right?
Right. In high school, we always ran set plays. You know, we come down and we all know we go here and then we go screen for Tracy or Holly or whoever. But in college, we run what's called a motion offense, and there are no set plays. You run down and you just communicate with each other. It's very unpredictable. You move about. Players have to use their imagination. You just read your defense and cut wherever your defense isn't, set screens for each other. It's kind of hard sometimes because if you don't talk and if you don't communicate, then you just stand around. That happens to us a lot. Our coach yells at us.
You just stand around.
Yeah, he's like, you guys got to talk. You got to screen for each other. Quit standing around, you know.
Quit standing around on the court, Amy.
Had a great sense of humor, by
right?
The way.
And she made that transition so well. Do you think that had to do about, you know, some of the values that she brought with her from South Dakota?
Yes, she had mentioned that many times when I was visiting with her. That out in Wyoming, when you get into the big league, you've got to have something that has got you there. And the one thing that really impressed me was she said, before the college games, when they would be taking on somebody like Hawaii or Texas, the coach gave them 30 seconds in the locker room before he sent them out. And she said, I prayed. And she said, I prayed to be able to be a good witness. And throughout her life, as I've known her, she was never afraid to put her Christian values right on top.
All right, we're going to hear a little bit of Amy talking about her core values and how they shaped her perspective here.
Yeah.
Do you find, drawing from this strength, your ethics and your values when you were a young kid growing up here in Huron, and you're just about the cleanest cut young woman I've ever run across, just as nice as they come, do you feel that the values that you learned as a young girl, I remember playing football, that's what I remember, you loved football, do you feel these values have helped you now that you're in the big time?
Yeah, I think that the values I was taught helped me to keep, you know, life in perspective when everyone says you're so great and all this stuff. You know, I have to realize that, you know, I'm not that great. I'm the same as everyone else. And it's one of these days basketball is going to be over and I have to, you know, I have to get good grades so I can get a job. And that's really more important than basketball.
That's interesting.
Very humble.
Yes. What is she doing now? Do you know?
Yes. In fact, you guys have the best research going. I didn't know what a lot of these people are doing until I read what you have come up with. It says Amy Burnett on your website. Amy Burnett is now a coach and teacher at Austin, Texas Middle School, and she also works with an Austin-based basketball club dedicated to developing young talent.
Oh, wonderful. And the website we're talking about, you can go online, sdpb.org/images of the past. Scroll down to that right-hand side. You can see personalities with Chuck Anderson and click on the picture of the young basketball player there. That's Amy Burnett. Let's hear one more. High school athletes get ready to play, middle school athletes, I guess they're already playing, Chuck. Let's hear a little bit of her advice for young athletes.
Excellent.
What advice have you got for the kids out there that are listening to you right now? And maybe it isn't just basketball. Maybe it's sports or music or oration, any of their skills. What should they be thinking about right now if they even are thinking of college?
I think the biggest thing is that they have to believe in themselves and whatever they're doing. They just have to believe that, you know, someday they'll get to play varsity, or someday, you know, they'll get better grades or whatever it is. And they have to find something that they can, you know, draw strength from. If they're religious, they should, you know, they can draw strength from their church, or they can draw strength from their family and their friends or whatever it is to help them out.
Drawing strength for even improving your grades, even if things aren't going so well. She really talks about believing in yourself there.
Yeah.
Where do you think that came from? Is that a family thing? Is that a community thing? Where did that whole notion of really believing in yourself come from for Amy Burnett?
On the program, I was so lucky to have her father. He came along, just, I don't know if he was going to protect her from
right?
me.
Right, just in case.
But I asked him that same question, and he said, well, we tried to shower her with self-confidence and the fact that if she did a good job, we praised her, and if she did a bad job, we still praised her. And he said we always supported her, even if she had a bad game. You know, we tried to pick her up. Man, I'll tell you, listening to her father, I was impressed. I was ready to go out.
And where'd the humility come from? Because the risk of always praising, then some parents are concerned that they will become arrogant, and she's anything but.
Her Christian background, and then she had mentioned that.
This is you saw a lot of athletes come through Huron, I'm sure. Amy Burnett is one that you still remember. How come?
Oh, she's my hero. Amy is my hero because she was no drugs, no cigarettes, no chewing, no swearing. I mean, she was so straight-laced, it's hard to believe there's anybody around like that. But Amy was definitely a leader in the high school. She dressed very well. She was liked very well by her peers, and it was just a credit not only to Huron High School and the city of Huron, but as she went out into the country and into the nation, she was also a really good credit for the state of South Dakota.
Chuck Anderson, thank you so much. It's a fun conversation. We appreciate your time as always.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. And you can find Personalities with Chuck Anderson on our website. That's sdpb.org/images of the past. Look at the right-hand side of the page when you pull that up and find Chuck's conversation with Amy Burnett and more.